This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, along with his vice president and other senior officials, flew out of Afghanistan on Sunday, setting the stage for Taliban insurgents to regain power in the country 20 years after they were ousted by a U.S.-led military invasion. Top members of the Taliban Military Commission arrived at the presidential palace in Kabul as other militants took positions at key posts in the city. Ghani issued a statement on Facebook later Sunday saying he left the country to prevent bloodshed. He landed in Tajikistan and then left soon after for an unknown destination, this according to VOA's sister organization Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. Abdullah Abdullah, the head of the Afghan National Reconciliation Council, posted a video on Facebook criticizing Ghani for leaving the country. The Taliban swept through most of the country in little more than a week and reached the gates of the capital, Kabul, on Saturday. The insurgents initially stayed out of the city, maintaining they wanted a peaceful transition of power to spare Kabul any violence. But by Sunday morning, a source told VOA a Taliban delegation reportedly engaged Afghan officials in talks that led to Ghani stepping down. The Taliban maintained in the talks that they would not engage Ghani in any transfer of power. They said he was not a legitimate president. Sources told VOA that a delegation of Afghan leaders will travel to Qatar to formally enact a transfer of power to the Taliban. On Sunday evening, the United Nations urged the Taliban to, quote, exercise utmost restraint in order to protect lives, and said all humanitarian organizations must be allowed to provide assistance unimpeded. The UN Secretary General is to address the Security Council at an open meeting on Afghanistan on Monday morning. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.